On Tuesday, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad.
He's trying very hard not to talk with his arms. He holds onto this podium pretty much the entire time. So his body is trying to sing with him.
God. Launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians using a deadly nerve agent.
Deadly nerve agent. That one got him to jump his arm. Apparently that really bothers him, that nerve agent use.
Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror. Tonight, I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack.
We saw an eyebrow raise from where the chemical attack, the believe me look.
On the airfield in Syria from where the.
With a shoulder shrug. So he's not even sure about where it came from.
Chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons.
And he believes that statement, that it was Syria.
Violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
The UN Security Council, by the way, did not. It was vetoed, I believe, by. It was vetoed by Russia, but I believe it was vetoed by China as well. I'm not sure on China.
Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically. As a result, the refugee crisis continues.
Now, when he said that failed dramatically, he adjusted himself with a foot, not just a turning of his body. As he's reading these teleprompters, he adjusted himself. It would suggest that he was uncomfortable with that statement, meaning it was deceptive.
Continues to deepen, and the region continues to destabilize, threatening the United States and its allies. Tonight, I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria, and also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types. We ask for God's wisdom as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded.
Our very troubled world, and he shifted his weight on that one too. I really am just really disgusted. Like, wow. I wonder if this will be the proxy war that will no longer be called a proxy war with Russia.